Friends, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. This is from the book of Mark, the Common English Bible. The beginning of the good news was about Jesus Christ, God's Son. It happened just as it was written about in the prophecy of Isaiah. Look, I am sending my message before you. He will prepare your way. A voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make his paths straight. John the Baptist was in the wilderness calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to the Jordan River and were being baptized by John as they confessed their sins. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I am is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit, like a dove, coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." This is a story of life for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Youngest disciples, I'm going to share another reflection on peace. If you're happy where you are, good. If you want to be at the playground, it's open to you. And if you haven't yet, you might be looking at your packet. Have you walked that labyrinth with your finger? Have you colored that peace mandala? Come on down.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
What we just heard is the start of the gospel according to Mark. And in this story, before anything else happens, what happened? What did we just hear? Jesus was baptized. And in this story, first, before anything else, before Jesus even does anything, God says something to Jesus. Did you hear what it was that God says to Jesus? Before anything else Jesus does, God says, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Or other translations say, "This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." In other words, God says, before anything else, "Jesus, I love you completely, as you are." And I think Jesus believes it. Friends, one of the most amazing things about our faith is that the same is true for us. Before anything else, we are loved by God just as we are. We are beloved by God just as we are. In Hebrew, the word for peace, do any of you know it? The word for peace is shalom. And shalom really means wholeness. It means completeness. To be at peace in Hebrew is to be whole, to be complete. What if peace is as big and as simple as believing that we are whole, that we are loved? What if peace with each other is as simple as honoring that every other person is also whole, is also loved? This is what baptism is about. We use water as a symbol for cleanliness. What do we do with water on our bodies? We wash, right? We clean our bodies. So we use water as a symbol for cleanliness. We wash in water to celebrate the most amazing truth, which is that none of the dirt of this world None of the challenges or mistakes or whatever comes, none of that sticks to us. The only thing that is important, the only thing that is soul deep, the only thing that really sticks, do you know what that is? Peace? Yeah, peace and love. God's peace, which is God's love. Good, Molly. You are wise. So today we baptize two people. We baptize Edie and we baptize Elliot. One of them, I'll let you figure out who's who, is a toddler, still learning to walk, still learning to talk. And one of them, I'll let you figure out who, is a full adult who has got lots figured out and who has done some living. And we are going to put water on both of their foreheads as a celebration that both of them, the little one just learning and the older one who's done some living, both of them and all of us, we are loved first by God so fully and so completely that it's only the love that sticks. And everything else just washes off. We are first beloved, complete, as we are.